Hello everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we will continue the devotional plan titled Facing the Giant of Addiction. I hope you allow God to work in you during the next 4 weeks. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. Dealing with your weakness. He remembered that they were but flesh. Psalm 78:39 NIV. We all have weaknesses, but the ones we refuse to deal with. 1. Draw us magnetically toward the wrong things. 2. Give Satan a foothold, which quickly becomes a stronghold. 3. Schedule tragedy down the line. Be warned, your weakness can emerge anytime, including your closing years. What you fail to master now will master you later. That's why David prayed, "Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth," Psalm 71:9 KJV. The Holy Spirit will repeatedly convict you before your weakness destroys you. Jesus told Peter, "Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers," Luke 22:31-32 NIV. God will continue using you even while your weakness grows within you. That's because He's long-suffering and merciful. He provides opportunity after opportunity to reach for His help. Jesus warned Jerusalem, "How often I have longed to gather your children together, and you were unwilling. Look, your house is desolate to you," Matthew 23:37-38 NIV. Think, when you repeatedly reject God's mercy, what's left? The inevitable consequences. What can I do? You ask. Turn to God. He's neither shocked by your weakness nor unwilling to help you. Confess your sin. Become an enemy of it. Ask the Holy Spirit to empower you. Not only can He deliver you, but He can also turn your greatest weakness into your greatest weapon. Prayer point. Lord, you know my frame, you know how I am made. Thank you for providing Jesus, my great high priest, who sympathizes with my weaknesses and understands what it's like to be tempted. Lord, I confidently approach your throne of grace, asking you for mercy and grace today to help me hold firmly to what I know is true. In Jesus' name, amen. Courtesy of United Christian Broadcasters, YouVersion Bible.